This is Classical 90.5 and music written there by longtime Missouri resident Scott Joplin. It was The Entertainer as performed by pianist Richard Dowling. Dowling is my next guest on Mizzou Music this evening. He'll be in Columbia for a pair of shows where he will perform the complete piano works of Scott Joplin. The shows are September 15th at 7 p.m. and September 17th at 3 p.m. Richard Dowling, my next guest on Mizzou Music this evening on Classical 90.5. Dr. Dowling. Welcome to the show.
It's nice to be here, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
You are a native Texan, spent time in Houston. You still have family there?
Family in Houston and in Dallas, yes.
How they doing?
Oh, well, okay. Everybody's a bit traumatized, but they'll live.
Yeah, mass trauma there. My heart goes out to those folks. You got a bachelor's degree from the University of Houston, master's from Yale University, and a doctorate from the University of Texas at Austin.
Yes, that's way too much education for one person.
But it seems like you've used it to good and not evil. So I want to tie in the Texas link here because your visit here is focused on music of Scott Joplin. And back when Joplin was a young man and the nation's economy seems like it was really taking off, it was robust after the Civil War. To most Americans who were concentrated then on the East Coast and in the South, Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, that was the West. And Scott Joplin was born in Texas, lived 13 years in Missouri, and then 10 in New York, where he died April 1st, 1917. And that 1917 date is important because that's why Richard Dowling is on tour right now and sharing the piano works of Scott Joplin. I'm curious, as a student of Joplin, can you discern a change in his music between the Missouri works and then those written in New York?
Yes. Well, as with any adult, one learns as one goes along. So I guess one would say his later works in New York are more harmonically adventurous and, I guess musicians would call them more sophisticated. There's less sort of thump, thump, thump in the left hand and more interest linearly in the music. And that's just because he's, you know, now living in an environment surrounded by all kinds of music rather than just the pop music that would have been heard in Missouri at the turn of the century. You know, New York has always been a melting pot of different cultures, and I'm sure he was influenced like all musicians are who come to New York. It's interesting about Joplin, you already touched on it, that he's sort of a three-state composer. All three states, Texas, Missouri, and New York, claim him as a native son because he was rightfully famous in his own life, and so everybody wants a piece of that action. In Texarkana, Texas, right on the border of Arkansas, they've renamed one of the main streets downtown, Scott Joplin Way, this year in honor of the centennial of his death. So they definitely consider him to be a native son, and his music is performed there very often. Then, of course, he spent the first half of his adult life in Sedalia and in St. Louis and traveled all over the United States, really as far as Syracuse, performing. And so he's considered a Missouri composer as well. And the Scott Joplin annual Ragtime Festival is held in Sedalia the first weekend of June every year. So that's a very big deal in the ragtime and early jazz world. And then here in New York, he moved here in 1907 and worked on his big opera, Tremonisha. He lived in Harlem with his third wife in a brownstone. And thanks to his success as a composer, he was actually able to enjoy a reasonably comfortable life, receiving royalty checks every month from various publishers with whom he had issued his works and also teaching in his Harlem brownstone, and started his own sheet music publishing company when he got to New York so he could keep all of the revenue himself. So he was very successful. He was universally admired by his contemporaries. And, of course, now, today, thanks to the Sting, he's worldwide famous. His tunes are recognized literally around the world, especially, of course, The Entertainer.
What was going on in Sedalia, Missouri, that drew him here, and culturally what was going on that gave birth to this lively, dancey music that America had not known before?
Well, Missouri was the epicenter of ragtime. It was, and ragtime is the beginning of America's takeover of the world with popular music. Ragtime just means ragged time, which is just vernacular for the word syncopation, which just means putting accents on notes in the cracks between the strong beats. It's really a purely American invention, and Joplin didn't invent it, but he participated in bringing it to its highest level, sort of its apotheosis, both in its architecture, he sort of codified the form of ragtime, and also infusing it with wonderful, memorable melodies, and also the craftsmanship of it is really, in his rags, is really superb. Now, you asked about what made Sedalia so important. There were two train lines that crossed in Sedalia, so of course, around an intersection like that, would become a commercial hub, and so Sedalia was growing in the 1880s, and Joplin, I suppose, heard that there was employment possibilities there, not so much perhaps in Texarkana, so he decided to head east to Sedalia, where he could find work playing the piano in hotels and restaurants and bars, saloons, and how should we call them? Establishments of horizontal refreshment. And so he was quite a busy boy there. He also fell in with the various men's clubs, both black and white, in Sedalia, and he was very popular there, providing background music for men playing cards and drinking whiskey and smoking cigars and talking about girls and talking about business and that's how the Maple Leaf Rag was born. It's dedicated to the men of the Maple Leaf Club, which was a private men's club in Sedalia where he played, I suppose, in the evenings.
That's the voice of pianist Richard Dowling. He'll be here in Columbia for a pair of shows, September 15th and 17th, where he will perform the entire output of Scott Joplin for piano.